bullets hit the Apple Store, Seventh Guest is still a thing, Avid Studio gets updated, 50 million Instagram users, and the Jambox grows up. It's Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWake. Leading off the show today is a rather crazy story. The Houston Police Department confirmed 5 random shootings at businesses in Southwest Houston happened between 4:40 a.m. and 5:40 a.m. on Monday. According to the report, several windows were shot out. The brand new Apple Store at 4012 Weistheimer Street was hit. Thankfully, no reports yet of injuries in the shooting, although an employee and a customer at a Valero gas station narrowly escaped the gunfire. So that's that. Welcome to Texas. Not much more to say here, except it is awesome that this happened early in the morning rather than during business hours. But an unfortunate thing, very, very much so. So that glass panel will probably have to get replaced with all those bullets in it right now. And a bit of a happy story here today is Disney incorporating iPads into their Magic Kingdom park. According to 9to5 Mac, Disney is planning on basically giving iPads to employees to handle guest relations in the parks. That iPad will be the centerpiece for Disney's revolutionary next-generation FastPass system. Disney World employees have begun training on the new system that will utilize RFID technology, and the iPad will take the park-goer experience to the next level. So over the next few weeks, guests selected in advance to their trip will help Disney test this new process. It's kind of a beta for Disney. The guest will book popular rides and attractions for special times in the future, even before they leave for Florida. According to @DisneyProjects on Twitter, when guests arrive at the ride for their reserve time, they will then wand their RFID band that they'll wear by a sensor, which will then be sent to a reservation information iPad to a nearby Disney employee. This pilot program will run for the next couple of weeks, which is enough time for Disney to gauge its effectiveness. There's no current timetable for the rollout, but pretty cool news, and I'm excited to see this go all around to every park. As I visit the next Disney park, it'd be cool if iPads were a part of that. Now on to some app news. To begin is an update to Alfred for Mac. Version 1.2 brings many things, but the big feature is the ability to drag items right out of your search results and into Finder windows, folders, emails, or applications. So imagine a spotlight search that you're able to drag items out of. Pretty insanely cool, if you ask me. There's also new support for displaying large text, an overhaul to the file searching algorithm, and a new pair of color themes. Oh, best of all, this app is a free app, and it's available now in the Mac App Store. It's called Alfred. Give it a shot. Another app news is an app that you may remember from the 90s. If you remember, one of the premier PC games was Seventh Guest. It was the first game to be use full rendered 3D animation and navigation, and Bill Gates called it the new standard in interactive entertainment. Trilobite, the company that made Seventh Guest and its sequel, The 11th Hour, eventually went out of business. However, the cool thing here is some members of the original team from Trilobite have ported the Seventh Guest to iPhone and iPad, as well as the Mac App Store. A bit on the late one for this one, but yesterday, Trilobite was offering both the iOS and Mac versions of their game for free, down from the $5 and $10 price points. Also free was Seventh Guest Infection, especially a rebuilt puzzle built for the iPad. If you are lucky, the apps are still free, but don't wait too long as it was supposed to be a May 1st special alone. I took the opportunity to download these games as I do remember playing them on my crappy old Windows box, and hopefully it's a better experience on my new iPad. You can find the apps by searching for Trilobite in the App Store. In other app news is the awesome fact that Avid Studio for iPad got updated to version 1.1. The new app includes all sorts of awesome things, such as the ability to record voiceovers directly into the timeline, 14 new transitions, which is a welcome change as the old version had very few, a new finger swipe gestures allow frame-by-frame and 10x10 frame navigation, Plus, easy entering of mark-in and mark-out points. Titles can span across multiple lines. Audio tracks can finally be separated from video clips. Precision Trimmer has been redesigned with enhanced functionality and further stability improvements for all the iPads. Needless to say, this is an awesome update worth having and an awesome app to have. The latest update requires iOS 5.1, so I haven't been able to try this app out yet, as I'm still jailbroken on an earlier version of the OS and should probably update about now. App Studio costs $5 and is in the App Store now. In other app news is the cool fact that Instagram has grown from a 40 million user base to a 50 million user base in just a few weeks. Instagram is now growing at a rate of around 5 million users per week, which is crazy and awesome for the photo sharing app. You can join the Instagram community today by downloading the free iPhone app in the App Store. Moving on today is some competitor news. Rim, if you can call them a competitor, has announced that Halfbrick will be bringing many of their games to the playbook. According to Rim, Halfbrick will be bringing Jetpack Joyride to Rim's tablet and new mobile OS, which comes out later this year, along with four more games already released for iOS. I'd imagine Fruit Ninja would be one of those. Rim, it seems, is trying to get more and more apps onto their platform, but it'll be a struggle to do so, as it seems like they're having to reach out to companies to try to, you know, coerce them to come on board. So hopefully they can get momentum and have active development community there, but it may take some time. I also want to mention that I recently finished up a 7-part video series where I demo each of the 15 new gadgets as a part of Jetpack Joyride. If you want to watch those, about two to three minutes apiece, and you can watch those over at youtube.com/TCHATEN. In other Rim news, is the honorable mention that the company is actually organizing flash mobs entitled Wake Up, and there are several reports of mobs taking place outside of Apple stores. I've yet to see a video of this or what the message really is, but interesting play for Rim to be sure. In other news, and it's not really competitor news as Facebook doesn't really compete with Apple, but Facebook's adding organ donation information to the timeline as another thing you can share with your following, your friends. The announcement was made by Mark Zuckerberg on Good Morning America. According to him, Mark Zuckerberg, both his relationship with his girlfriend, who's in medical school, and with Steve Jobs, a friend who went through several liver transplants and things like that, inspired this feature. You can add your donor status from the health and wellness menu in the life event pane of Facebook. From here, you can fill in when and where you registered to be a donor, and add a personal story about your decision. Facebook also provides a link to help you find the appropriate registry if you haven't yet officially signed up. It looks like the update isn't live everywhere yet, but it'll eventually roll out worldwide. An interesting idea here. I'm all for organ donation and think this is a pretty cool idea. People may turn this into a negative thing, but I think this is mostly a positive feature that should gain awareness of, you know, organ donation. But of course, people may take the bad side of sharing everything. So, closing out the show today, let's move on to Jawbone. They're unveiling and have unveiled a bigger version of the Jambox. So you may ask, why Jawbone created the bigger Jambox? Well, according to the company, sometimes there are situations where you want more sound. What a profound statement. Sometimes you want more sound. So that's why the bigger Jambox was created. So what is the big Jambox? According to TechHive, the big Jambox costs $300, which is $100 more than the original Jambox, weighs 2.7 pounds, measures 10 inches wide, 3.5 inches tall, and just over 3 inches deep, so not too big. And as you can imagine, the Jambox isn't that big. The Jambox is ultra-portable. The big Jambox is simply portable. You can comfortably hold the big Jambox in one hand and tote it around. The big Jambox comes in red, white, or black, and includes not just the volume and phone buttons, but also playback controls as well, play, pause, previous, and next. The big Jambox includes pairing buttons on the side. Two devices can actually pair with this Jambox at the same time. In live audio, Jawbone's audio plugin that simulates three-dimensional sound comes built in with this new Jambox. You can toggle it on or off by holding down the two volume buttons. So in practice, many of the songs, the effect was surprisingly strong. TechHive reports that the audio seems to come at your ears from a wider stereo spectrum than a device bigger than the Jambox's size would appear to be able to generate. So it sounds pretty cool. The Jambox can also connect with Jawbone's MyTalk service, which lets you install other voices and apps onto the speaker. Also of note is a carrying case for the Big Jambox is available for $49. The Big Jambox is available for pre-order today and will be available at stores, including the Apple Store, Best Buy, AT&T, and Verizon, starting on May 15th. It sounds like a killer speaker. My biggest wish is that they included AirPlay functionality rather than the old-school Bluetooth method, but I'm sure that will come in future hardware iterations. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like the show, head on over to iTunes to leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe to iWake Again over at iwakepodcast.com/again. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.